Happy Valentine's Day, motherfuckers. Well, we're a day shy, but this is your boy at Login. This is Braden, Lord Braden. All the AKAs that you could possibly think of, I'm here.
And I'm Tristan, as always.
Today's topic.
Valentine's Day.
Well, I don't know if it's really Valentine's Day-based topic, but it is about the roles within a relationship. I think we do a pretty good job talking about roles at least once a year, whether it be cuffing season or...
Which, I mean, it's still that season. So
It is.
It does. But the cuffing people want to do today...
is weird. It's all over... maybe I triggered the algorithm or something like that, but like passport bros, people who are for and against it, some people who are just downright like xenophobic. Like they just assume foreign women are just unintelligent. And I'm like, if you are well traveled, you would.
Yeah, it's not like you're getting a woman from an uncontacted tribe or some shit. Right.
They were throwing the Philippines under the bus a lot. Like, oh, they don't even speak English. I'm like, you know, that's part of their curriculum. Going to school,
like, all right, you have to know English. So before we delve into it, are you for or against, pro or con? The overall, you can nitpick it to death, but like overall,
I'm all for finding love wherever you may find it.
And see, that's my point. That's my biggest point is like, you know, I don't subscribe to there's just one person for everybody. That's bullshit. It's just who you're in close proximity to that you vibe with.
Yeah.
I love Nina, but who's to say that there's not a girl over in the Philippines that if I met her, I vibed even harder.
Right.
Or Russia, or the same with her in Samoa with some dude, or wherever the fucking case may be. I'm like, so in that vein, I'm like, hey, you want to travel outside the confines of your normal everyday life and see if there's love out there? That fuck it, do it. If you got the money and the resources and you can do it, do it.
And obviously there's toxic sides to each argument.
I mean, that's the case with any fucking thing. Right,
any debate, you're going to find somebody that's toxic in that endeavor. But some of the guys whose content I had to consume, just because I just want to see where they're coming from, they're pretty much saying that feminism has destroyed the American woman for wanting equality, or if they're a bigger breadwinner or something like that. I mean, granted, there are those gold-digging type women who are like, oh, I want all... these three or four sixes that need to be checked off in a box.
Right.
Over 6 foot, six-figure salary, and is it six cars or is it a six-inch plus dick? Because I think that's average, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like you want average dick with above-average income and height. Like, odd flex, but I mean...
I'm like, I hope you get a six-foot-six dude with a two-inch micro-penis. You fucking gold-digging cunt.
But, like, I mean, just like... you're going to find who you want to find. And if your parameters are going to be that particular, you're not going to find those type of people in almost any proximity. You're not going to find a six-figure guy in another foreign country off tops. You're going to have to be going out there for a while.
Because the six-figure guys out in those foreign countries have already probably met somebody.
Yeah.
And because... in a lot of countries, arranged marriages are still a fucking thing.
Really is. That and there's guys who don't like American
women or women who got their own shit going on.
Well, it's like I was telling you, one of the dudes I was listening to talk about it because, like you said, I'm like, I just got to hear dumb shit about to come out his mouth. He made some points saying that America has the least desirable women, not in terms of physical appearance because you can find beautiful women any and everywhere. He says, in terms of their attitude, it's that whole "I don't need you" type. He's like, I don't need you to need me, but I want you to need me.
Yeah.
He's like, feeling needed is essential for everybody in a relationship. You never want to be in a relationship. Yeah, you never want to be in a relationship and feel unneeded, because then that starts to splinter your goddamn relationship. And facts. I was like, I mean, yeah, that's a solid fucking point.
Well, yeah, look, everybody wants to be. In a reciprocal relationship, if only one person is putting in all the effort, obviously you're going to want to leave that situation. More times than not, and I just got done talking to my friend about this. He got ghosted from a girl he was really feeling,
mm-hmm.
and he's really broken up about it because he's had a crush on her for a long time. And he's like, man, I think like she was the one. Like, I think I fell in love with her. I'm like, did you fall in love with her? Or did you fall with the idea of her being that person? I was like, because 9 times out of 10, like, people get that misconstrued. You feel like that's your person. That's not your person.
Yeah.
And I was like, you need to find it somewhere else. You need to understand and stop making excuses to keep people around. Like, their actions are going to tell you, you know? Like, if they're putting you off on, like, replying to your text message because they're not a texting person, like, look, if you like somebody enough, you're going to reply. You're going to make time. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, because when she finds somebody that she actually likes, she's not going to be a bad texter. She's going to be looking forward to that text every time. Or whenever she looks at her phone, she's going to want to reply every time their name pops up.
And also, on both sides of the gender, you can't be expecting an immediate response every fucking time you text somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, I had a homeboy like that, like, man, this bitch ain't text me back yet. I'm like, it's literally been 2 minutes. Like, the fuck are you talking like, about,
give
man?
Give a couple hours.
Like, yeah, she's at work, motherfucker. Like, the fuck? I hope she can't text you back right now.
Right. I mean, like I said, like, if they want to talk to you, they will. They'll make time for you when they have free time. Like,
yeah, and when they do, and if they really do, they're like, oh, my bad, I was doing such and such.
Yeah, it's not like they're looking at their phone like, oh, I'll text them later. Like, no, if they have time to mess around on their phone, they're like, oh, I can't wait to talk to this guy. We've talked about this. We're making these type of plans.
And then plus, you know, if you're Android to Android or iPhone to iPhone, you can see if they read your message or not.
No, you can turn off the receipts. I did.
I leave my shit on. I'm like, I want you to know. It's just like, fuck
you. You do it to be petty sometimes.
You goddamn right.
But like, I mean, whether you're finding it outside the country or not, you got to understand that, like, you got to have like your own set of standards, but they can't be unrealistic. You know, and if you want to submit a woman, by all means, go find you one. But good luck.
Yeah, like you said, all fair. Women are women, yeah. All around the globe.
Yep.
They might have a different language or a different skin tone, but still a fucking
you
woman.
Come with them sideways, they're gonna say something. Yeah,
it's still gonna be the same fucking headaches you got with an American woman. Only difference is you're gonna hear it in broken English more than likely. Just like take your fucking pick.
Real shit. I mean, like it's. If you do invest in somebody outside the country, like you have to take multiple trips to even get to that point to where you can pretty much kidnap them and bring them back to America.
And then what happens if that don't work out? Now what? You're out of thousands of dollars traveling.
Coming, my friend.
And if you married the chick and it didn't work out, then you're out of half your shit.
Real shit.
It's the same old song and dance.
It's picking your battles.
Yeah.
And, like, honestly, everybody has their type. Like I said, some guys, they want submissive women. Some women want submissive men. Like, it's just, find love where you find it. But to be for or against it wholeheartedly, I mean, you're going to find holes anywhere.
Man, like you said with your buddies, just like, you're not in love. You're in lust.
Yeah.
Like,
some people just love the idea of being in love. And then they find somebody that they personally like a lot, and they just put all their chips in that one person. It's like, you know, I wanted this person to be my last. But that's cool, and you're on the right track, but this person, it has to be reciprocated. If they don't see that with you, then you got to go try that same effort again elsewhere. Don't let it scar you or score on you to where you carry that that burden to a new relationship. Because then it could squander what you're trying to get in your back as your one.
That's a
square one.
That's a big part of people's problem is they don't heal properly from the previous relationship before they jump into a new one.
I want to invite you or share this one live to you. This guy was hurting.
Is that the one you sent to me?
No. Okay. That dude was just straight up racist. I just wanted you to be part of it.
I had to, like, after 10 minutes, I was like, what the fuck is...
Dude.
Oh, I wish... I could slap somebody through the fucking phone.
This guy, I think he's like King Conscious or something like that. But all I know that everyone in the comments is like, this man is hurting. Like, he is like...
What happened?
Oh, man. He did, like, if women... it was like, if women have more than 3 bodies, they're a slut. If they have kids, they're a slut. I was like, even if they had, like, only did the deed once, no, they a slut because... They couldn't, their efforts weren't good enough to keep that man. Da, da, da. I'm like, dude.
What if he died?
I was like, look, man, there's so many situations. Like, I wish I had 1,000 followers so I can fucking jump in on these lies, but this dude was just
straight up fucking wild. He was hurting. You could tell. Like, everything that has gone wrong in a relationship, he's been projecting and setting new rules around it so it never happens to him again.
If a woman has sex with more than three people, she's a slut. Yeah, if she does it in a day.
I was like, man, like...
Unless you take part in an orgy and just whatever, you're a fucking freak. Who gives a shit?
Right? I mean, like, don't kink shame. But, like, allegedly he has five bodies. So you a slut? You a fuck boy?
I look at you as a you fucking virgin. That's why you're so hurt right now. You've only slept with five women. Get out there. Have some one-night stands. Like, everybody should have a few one-night stands under the belt. Everybody. Men and women. Like, quit bullshitting yourself.
I mean, like, he's had, like, really particular ways of how he viewed women. Like, they shouldn't come, like, combat him or, like, contest him in any way. They should just be accepting of whatever he wants to do. Their sole role is to cook, clean, stuff like that. I'm like, I'm all for women having life skills. I won't talk to somebody if they don't have any life skills because I'm not going to carry this relationship into the future.
Yeah, we've said that 50, many 50, times. Yeah. You could be Beyonce fine. Bitch, you can't cook and clean. And
you can be overrated just like her.
Yeah, just like your idea of cooking is Kraft mac and cheese and some instant ramen. Mm-hmm. And you can fuck off. Right. I ain't asking you to make everything from scratch, but no. God damn, do something. We
train off on days. I don't want to be over that stove and sleep all the time. But like he was just, it was a clear cut and dry. Like, and... when he would have women on his live, like, jump in and stuff like that, this dude attacked them. Like, nonstop on their neck, talking over them. And if they tried contesting him further, disconnect. Like, I don't need that shit in my life. We're here for good vibes. I'm like, good vibes? Bro, that's not a good vibe.
So, sex with more than three men, and if you have kids, you're a slut.
And... you must conform to my lifestyle.
Like, I could understand if you was like, oh, if you got four kids by four different dudes, all right, that's fair. But even then, there might be some underlying extenuating circumstances that as to the reason why.
And even then, like, they got to be like a rare, like, microcosm to the community because, I mean, I haven't met anybody like that. And I'm well fucking traveled. Like, I've never met anybody like that.
I met a girl who's only had sex with three dudes in fucking high school. Like,
the fuck? I'm like, I mean, I don't like this analogy, but like, you don't want to take a car if you never drove it, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like, you don't want to get into a marriage and the sex be lame. Granted, you can grow if you actually vocalize what you want in bed, stuff like that. And I encourage that type of shit. But people just like, figure out my safe. Like, I'm going to tell you the password.
Yeah,
but no, you got to turn this dial to figure it out.
Yeah. See, that's stupid. I've always been under the, like, what do you like? What don't you like?
Like, you should get your old girl.
Like, that was always my question when I was single. Was like, so what gets you off? And, like, they would be amazed that I would ask that question. Like, what do you mean? I'm like, what helps you nut? Like, I don't want to be a story to you and your home.
Round one's always on me.
Yeah, I don't want to be the story to your homegirls. Like, this, he couldn't do shit right. Like, mm-mm-mm. That's not going
to
be me.
Well, like, even this, like, well, what'd you do to correct the situation?
Right. Like I said. Close mouths don't get fed type situation.
Like, you can't give somebody the vault and not give them the combination. Like, yeah, it's 13 to the left. That's
true. And you are right. You can coach.
You can.
Better sex. But,
better, but I mean,
but being a certain level of freak, I believe, is inherent.
Yep.
You're either born that way or you're not. Facts. It just takes the right person to unlock it.
Yep. Because, I mean, chemistry plays a big role in it. Foreplay. I'm not just talking about your head game. I'm talking about, like, you got to send the text messages, like the dirty text messages, stuff like that. You got to build them up throughout the whole fucking day.
That's what a lot of dudes fucking fail to realize, like, dude, foreplay extends into the mental.
It does.
Like, something as simple as, like, having the dishes clean when she comes home could be considered foreplay, because she gonna come home like, oh, I gotta do these dishes. I'm like, oh, shit, hold on.
You could be dancing while you're doing the fucking dishes.
Or be doing the shit while she comes home. She,
yep.
Like, Nina has told me on morning one case, she goes, oh, I'm, like, hanging up a shelf or some shit, and I just catch her staring. I'm like, what's up? She's like, I just like when you do that type shit. I'm like, oh, really? Hand me that drill. I got two more shelves to pull up. You know what I mean? Like, that type shit. I got to hang some some racks in the kitchen.
Yeah, but I'll go out and buy some plants and put some screws on the fucking banister and hang them bitches. Like, it's, like I said, foreplay is beyond physical. So, like, and you got to get people who, well, you got to at least tell people how to, you know, get you right.
Yep.
Because, like I said, you got, if they're not excited to be around you, then they're not going to put that effort. And actions speak louder than words. So, I mean, it all goes hand in hand. And I think a lot of these people, not every person that buys a mic should get on a podcast type of thing. Just because you have a cell phone doesn't mean you should get on TikTok.
Right.
Because these toxic messages are, like, confirming the biases and the insecurities of toxic people. And they're like, oh, yeah, we are a clique now. This is what the new definition of feminism and alpha is type shit. I even did a TikTok on it because this one guy, he, on his Twitter handle, it's I'm an alpha male or alpha male Adams or some shit like that. But he, like, I was like, you know, being an alpha is like you're the leader of everything. Like you're people, you're just magnanimous enough to where people follow you because they know you take care of everybody. I was like, it's not get right or get left, bitch. Like, I'm going to encourage you to go the right direction, but I'm not going to punk you into doing it, you know? And people who are like, oh, we don't like toxic feminists. I'm like, there's no such thing. It's misandrist. Just call it misandrist, because that's what it is. Any type of man-hating type of shit, like, that's not feminism.
Oh, the feminazis?
Yeah. Because I used to be in that camp. Like, nah, they're not a feminist, they're a feminazi. I'm like, no, that's misandry. Just call it for what it is. We don't need to rebrand it. Just call it what it is. Because it's just, we shouldn't be adding on to things just so people get further and further away from the actual word. Because then they just start making shit up.
Also, people need to realize that after a certain amount or a certain time frame, it may not be the opposite gender that's the problem.
Oh, yeah. And more than likely, yeah, it's you.
And that's the big, like, if you go through, like, say, 3 relationships, each of them lasted 3 years. So that's 9 years of your life, almost a decade. And after, at the end of that decade, y'all broke up for the same fucking reasons every time. And you're still like, oh, it's the women or it's men ain't shit. Or it's like, you might want to do some fucking self-correcting right there.
Right. I mean, like, even at your old job, my current job, like, like, when you fuck up, like, climbing a tree or felling a tree, like, it, your mistake is there on display. Like, you gotta take that on the chin and move forward. And, like, it's the same thing in relationship. Like, if you keep fucking up, you have bad communication, or you're not trying to meet somebody in the middle on something like that because they feel some type of way, you like gaslighting people, you need to stop gaslighting people type deal, then obviously the onus is on you. Like, you're capitulating to the problem that you're complaining about right now. Like, you're part of it. Get away from it. I mean, like, it's, dating's not hard. Managing a relationship is.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And I think just people, they're getting hung up at stage one, and that's the talking phase to get into a relationship. And then they really fumble the bag once they're in it, because they think once you get that commitment out of them to where you guys are official, they feel entitled to XYZ.
Yep.
Because they think, oh, well, now that you're in a relationship with me, you subscribe to my way of thinking. I'm like, well, conversely, you could be subscribing to the way they think of things. You guys got to figure out where you're going to compromise.
Yep.
And people fuck up on that because they got people on TikTok lives telling them.
And that's the problem with the toxicity, is that shit starts to gather. It just starts rolling and gathering like a snowball down the hill. And they become the fucking... They voice their opinion louder than the rational people.
Yep.
And it's always been the same fucking thing. Like, I saw a comedian talking about it, and it was like, why the fuck do we have Keeping Up with the Kardashians? Because they're loud and fucking ignorant and in your face. You're like, why don't people care about science? Because scientists are always like, well, it could be this or it could be that. They're noncommittal, like, because they don't know. They leave open for... He, like, scientists need to start speaking like, hey, motherfucker, you read the New England Medical Journal today? This shit... And he's like... Scientists need to start speaking like that if we want to. I was like, that is true, man. The more loud and ignorant you are, the more people want to listen to it.
Yeah, because it's like when you're shopping at a Walmart and, you know, it's just normal noise, and then you hear that one person bring it up to another octave.
Yeah.
You're like, hold on, what the fuck's going on over here? it's just one of those things. Like, it's like the Chris Rock analogy about moving a couch. Like, your relationship, you got to move the couch by yourself. That's really fucking hard. But you get your significant other to come help you, it's a lot easier.
Yeah.
So it's like it's give and take. You can take the heavier side by going down the stairs first and handle the weight of the couch. But like I said, you gotta pick your roles, and you gotta understand that you gotta bend somewhere for somebody else to make it work. I mean, like I said, other than that, if we were to take anything from this, is reciprocity. Somebody wants something, you got to give something back. It's just, you got to meet them halfway. Because if it's just my way, the highway, it's doomed to fail.
Yeah, unless you have the other person is truly just submissive in every aspect of the goddamn relationship. And just like, yeah. Okay, fine, that's fine.
Yeah. If you find that person, then, you know, like...
Yeah, kudos. Then. But at the same time, like... Me personally, I would never want to challenge me a little bit.
I need a sassy woman.
Like, you got to call me out when I'm fucking up. You got to call me out when I'm not delivering what the fuck said I was going to do, and vice versa. Like, fuck that submissive bullshit. Only time I want you to be submissive is never.
Right. Like, I want you sassy in the bedroom too.
Yeah, fuck that. Tell me what I could do better. Shit. Right. Challenge me. Yeah.
But yeah, no, going to Valentine's Day, yeah, although it's a stupid holiday.
Do you even celebrate it before we get out of here?
You know what? Like, I was telling Callie that he was dying. He was like, who are you talking to now? I'm like, nobody. I don't start talking to somebody until after Valentine's Day.
So me and Nina, because we've been together forever, when we were fresh in our relationship, I do the, what I consider lame now, is buy the teddy bear with the year on the foot from like Walmart with the heart, and like 03 04. That shit stopped after like 07 08 or some shit like that. I'm like, hey man, fuck this dude, I pay bills in this motherfucker. Like, so do you. Like, that's all the Valentine's Day gifting I need. So Nina came up with the, she like, we can celebrate Valentine's Day, we'll just do it on the 15th. And I was like, okay, why? She goes, everything's half off, the restaurants aren't going to be packed. And I was like, touche. I like the way you think.
Yeah.
You goddamn right. So on the 15th, I'll go to Walmart and abort it and get to half price candies and shit.
If I'm already talking to somebody like during the holidays, like Thanksgiving, Christmas, stuff like that, then yeah, I'll do something like for Valentine's Day. But if I'm purposely fucking single around that time, I'm waiting until after Valentine's Day. That way I don't feel obligated to do nothing.
Right.
For somebody I'm just talking to at this point.
Yeah, because I wouldn't want them to feel obligated to do anything for me, too. Like, you meet a chick at the end of January, it's like,
I mean, nowadays, at least in the dating field, it's a lot more laissez-faire. Like, it's, let's go out for lunch. A lot of non-committal communications like, there's no commitments on anything, no pressure. Like, it's so easy now. People make it hard, but it's more about simplicity and almost expediency. Like, a lot of people don't have like a number amount of dates before they know, because usually you know right off rip if you guys have chemistry or not.
Yep.
But yeah, no. Outside of that, I mean, that's our relationship. Our annual relationship advice fucking podcast.
But yeah, no. Definitely reach out, and if you guys have any contentions as to what we said, I'm here to listen.
Yeah,
because I think this is a skill that is misinterpreted heavily.
Indeed. Also, don't rush it. Like, we live in an age of like everything needs to be I want it now type situation. That's one of the few things in this world that no matter
it's a turtle race.
Yeah, like it's just like it can start off. I'm not saying you can't start off hot and heavy.
Oh man,
and whatnot. But like at a certain point, you need to slow down and like.
Why do you think I have a kid?
Yeah. I'm like, fucking, you also have to be able to differentiate just a straight up, like I said earlier, lust or love. Is this just a physical attraction? Because I'm pretty sure we've all had that. Like, yes, I love her physically and I love what she can do in that bedroom. But outside of that, I have no desire to be around her.
So many girls I've.
You know what I mean? Like, I was just like, you are vapid as shit. We have nothing to talk about. Like, but inside this ring right here, whew.
Oh, man.
You're amazing.
Absolutely.
Outside of that shit, it's just like, who the fuck raised you? Like, What the
How'd you fuck? Make it this long?
Yeah, just like, how are you an adult? Like,
oh, yeah, no, but yeah, definitely reach out because this is a fun topic. Log out.